Joining us on the line is the wonderful veteran White House reporter, Helen Thomas. And Helen, I so appreciate you joining us tonight. I'm trying to get the views of people who have been around on President Obama 1 year in. So I guess that's where we start. How do you think he's doing?
Well, he gave himself a B plus.
Yeah.
I think he lost a lot of ground with the election in Massachusetts. And I think that he should have shown much more courage on health plans in terms of single-payer government plan. Social Security worked. Medicare works. So he shouldn't have backed away or made concessions.
Mm-hmm.
He's caved too much to the Republicans and to so-called blue dog Democrats who are really Republicans at heart.
Right. Do you think that's why Brown won yesterday in Massachusetts?
No, I think that may be a part of it. I don't think that they seem to be satisfied with what they've got. I think it's the whole economy that this man, or potential Senator Brown, used a lot of energy and so forth in campaigning and playing up people's discontent and dissatisfaction. I don't know what they expected President Obama to walk on water,
mm-hmm.
and to have instant solutions to the legacy that President Bush left him. He tried to play with the cards he was dealt, but I mean, nobody really could have achieved accomplishments totally.
Helen Thomas, you have sat in that White House briefing room through many administrations. How does this administration stack up in its first year to others that you've been involved with?
I think they're very well meant. I think that they have great ideas and initiatives. They just need a little more gumption.
Mm-hmm. So what would you like to see out of them in the next year?
To recognize the fact that there is no such thing as bipartisanship. The Republicans are out to destroy his program. And they're just saying no to everything, forming a solid wall against, of opposition to everything the president presents, proposes.
What should they do with health care?
Pass a government plan. They can have any other kind of plan, too, and have single payer. And the advocates of those two things were not given a chance at the table.
Not at all. So do you think they should kill this entire bill because now they don't have 60 votes in the Senate for any changes? Do you think they should do this through reconciliation? Should they do it through a series of smaller bills that they can pass? How should they accomplish this?
No concessions. I'd go back to the drawing board.
Mm.
I mean, everything is less, and I don't think it's particularly good. The only thing good is the pre-existing illness. They can't deny you an insurance policy, but that's not enough.
No, and they can charge a whole lot more with a pre-existing
that's
condition,
right.
And they can price it so that they're basically virtually denying you anyway. Helen Thomas, is there any difference with the Obama administration in that briefing room from, say, the Bush administration? How is the atmosphere different?
Oh, it's much better. I think they don't call you a terrorist every time you ask a question they don't like and exile you. I think they try to handle it very well, but no administration is really open and no administration is really transparent.
All right. If the president asked you for some advice from Helen Thomas on how to make the next year better than the one that just ended, what would you tell him?
I'd tell him to read my book, which I wrote with Craig Crawford. It's called Listen Up, Mr. President. It's not the sum total, but it's a lot of advice that we have given him and believe that we came to it by watching many administrations who lack credibility, who tarnished our image in the world, who fostered, of all things, torture,
mm-hmm.
detained people without due process, incarcerated suspects of terrorism without proof. Yep. Where's the outrage?
I don't know. We're not seeing enough of it. Helen Thomas, how many administrations have you been in the White House for?
Only 10.
Only 10. Wow. Well, you're a true national treasure.
Starting with Kennedy.
Starting with Kennedy. Wow.
1961.
And who was the best of all of them?
Kennedy.
It's all downhill from there, huh?
No, I think that we've had some good presidents in a way. I mean, they all start out with the best of intentions. I think Johnson was fabulous in the last half of the 20th century on domestic side. But Vietnam was his denouement.
Yeah.
I think Carter was a man of peace. I think we've survived.
And will we survive now?
Oh, yes, I think so. I think that Obama's got to be a wiser man today.
Yeah. Well, Helen Thomas, you truly are a national treasure. I really are. And I congratulate you on all these years that you've put in at the White House. And I thank you for joining us tonight to give us your take on the president's first year in office. Thank you so much, Helen Thomas.
Thanks.